Hey, good morning. Oh, itchy pits. 850, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Pits a little dry this morning, huh?
Did you try that new deodorant I got you? Does it smell good? It's got like lemon in it or something like that.
Why did you say it like that?
What?
No.
Say like what?
Did you like that?
Oh, I like that.
Because he's weird.
I'm not weird.
He's creepy.
You're weird and creepy.
Creepy old man.
Sorry that I'm a creepy old man. You know, it was funny, Kiki, watching you do that. So she started a second puzzle. Speaking of being stuck indoors, like we've been talking about, you started a puzzle yesterday, and you got quite frustrated with this puzzle.
Yeah. Puzzles, I don't think, are my thing, but I want it to be my thing.
You're trying so hard for it to be.
They don't give you all the pieces.
It's a puzzle. It's not like it's playing against you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
just you against yourself.
They set me up for failure.
We should make a puzzle with the. It's a puzzle of the troll face, but it's missing one piece.
Oh, that'd be brutal, man. How dare you do that to people during these trying times? All right, let's get to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. I actually just got a message from Chris. We'll chant his name in just a second. But he said right now the governor deemed insurance essential. He said he's not doing any office appointments, but I'm at the office still. So you can still call Chris, email Chris.
Yeah, he's still available.
He's still available for you. So he's not doing anything, like no office appointments, but still reach out to him. You can email him, give him a call, and he's there to help because the governor said that insurance is still essential. Well, Chris, you're always essential to me, buddy,
yeah.
No matter what.
There was no doubt.
There was no doubt in my mind. So anyway, see him. If you need coverage, Chris is there to help you out, and he's going to make sure that you are covered no matter
Chris,
what it is.
Chris!
Good God,
Chris,
you jumped Chris. In early there.
I figure with the delay if I started early.
It wasn't quite right, but I liked your idea.
It was not a bad thought. So anyway, go see Chris. He's going to get you taken care of, even right now, because Chris Thompson is essential.
Chris!
We already did it. Oh. You stop it right now. Your dumb vocabulary for today, let's do...
So what kind of puzzle is it, Kiki?
It's like a land. I don't even know. It looks like a little village with like flower shops and little buildings and a river.
Why is it always like that? It's always like
little
some
people.
Scenic,
mm-hmm.
You know, little house on the prairie-esque probably, you know, a house off into the distance with a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Blue sky.
Little tiny stuff. And it's kind of blurred on the puzzle pieces, so you really can't make out what you're putting together.
Why are puzzles so soft?
What?
As in, you know, unmanly.
Oh. No, not if you get like a really cool puzzle, like a Terminator puzzle. We've talked about that.
So I cannot find one. That's good.
We can talk about my 500-piece Terminator 2 puzzle if you want for a while.
No. All right, I got one. You know why? I keep thinking, I'm like, man, oh, man, this is like, we've done so many of them. We've been doing this for 4 years, so I'm getting low on words. I got to start doing some research. Anyway, Sloot.
Sloot?
Your dumb vocabulary is sloot.
Could you spell that for me?
S-L-O-O-T.
Well, I guess I don't know the exact definition, but I've called like my girlfriend's little sloots.
Yeah, this is just sloot. Another name for a
slut.
For a flut.
Damn right it is. You guys are right. It's just another way.
It's kind of like the more like, as harsh way.
It's a churched up way of calling someone
way.
A slut.
There we go.
So
hey, you sloot.
Hey, yeah,
that'll go well over in church.
You dumb sloot. It's actually, it's in the Bible. And
what?
Jesus said unto them, avoid the sloots.
I don't think that's correct.
And Jesus said to his disciples, wrap it before you tap it with the sloots.
Oh, my God.
Deuteronomy 6:14.
Then you're going
just
to
let
go
everybody
with
6:9.
Oh, damn. See, Kiki had a good one. It's Deuteronomy 6:9. And Jesus said unto them,
no more. Nope.
This bar is full of sloots.
You guys are going to hell.
Me?
Yeah, you're right there with him. No! I can see you smiling.
And Jesus,
no, I'm giving him an evil eye.
And Jesus said unto him, that sloot gave me a rash.
Oh.
No. No.
This is terrible. Leave,
this is, yeah, hey, let's
leave
put this
Jesus
out, there.
Brock out of is, it.
Brock is a very, very religious man, so I guess it's like
it's fine.
Okay.
And Jesus said unto them, this club, is bumping. The sloots be looking fine.
Come on.
I'm going to send this. I'm going to send this recording to your mom. She will not be happy.
Jesus is pushing the line a little bit. This is just jumping over it.
No, stop it.
And Jesus said unto them, bros, you should have seen this sloot I hooked up with last night.
That's so dumb.
You are,
what?
How did, are you getting hot? Are you, is your skin starting to burn a little bit?
Yeah, but that's just the coronavirus.
You're terrible, dude.
That's your dumb vocabulary.
Attention, local music.